Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
And welcome to What's On Your Mind. Who are you rooting for in tonight's GOP presidential debate? I just want to get right to it here. I want to talk about the debate because, look, it's the big story of the day. There's no question about it. I mean, WeFest is going on. I get that. RibFest tomorrow in Watford City. But as far as the national stage is concerned, all eyes are on Ohio. Did you even know that's where the debate was being held from? Ohio, as a matter of fact. It'll be
having that K-fire tonight.
Exactly right. So you can listen to it, as I will be, making my way to Watford City a little later on. And I have to tough it out again in a Mercedes from Valley Imports. Gosh, I hate when that happens, Todd.
I'm so glad you're such a team player and willing to take on the duty that nobody else is capable of doing. That's awesome. I commend your ability to be a team player.
Just keeping up with the Mitchells. That's all I'm doing, ladies and gentlemen.
Am I 40 years old or 38 years old, I guess?
Trying to do my best.
Keeping up with the Mitchells.
Exactly right. See, Todd owns his. They just throw me the keys to drive him around the state and show them to other people.
I pay cash for mine, as a matter of fact, if you want to twist the story into something more glorious than it really is. But.
I'm going to pick it up later today. I don't have it yet, but rumor is it might be that GL550 again that I absolutely fell in love with.
I've just been
talking about it forever. I mean, it's a brand new, 2015 Mercedes GL550. It's just the ultimate. It really is incredible. So, anyway. If you see me on 94 Wave, I'll have the Valley Imports, signs right on the side of it, and we'll have it up in Watford City, and should be a whole lot of fun. And if you would like one, they take very good care of you. Just go to valleyimports.com. 2 years of free maintenance if you mention my name. That's like a $2,000 value on that Mercedes 550.
Or a free pen if you mention my name.
Free pen if you mention Todd's name.
A cafe cup.
$2,000 worth of free maintenance if you mention mine, and they are North Dakota's Mercedes-Benz dealer, Valley Imports.
You can't get both deals, though. You have to pick one.
There you go. they asked you, they say, do you want a Porsche? I'm going to try Porsche. No, that's a Todd kind of car. I'll stick to the Mercedes.
Oh, come on!
The Audi, the VW,
All right, you know what? I'd be willing to do that for them. You be the Mercedes guy, I'll be the Porsche guy.
Would you be willing? Okay, I'd
be willing.
When I do the pickup, I'll talk.
So yeah, when you next time you come back through, take me over and I'll go grab a Porsche for a while. And
there you go, very good.
Just make that happen, and I'll be.
Why don't you anticipate that's going to happen by checking out valleyimports.com and just kind of picking your favorite there. See what you think.
Oh, just pick one right out of inventory, and they'll just throw me the keys and say, you're Scott Hennon's friend. Sure. Well, here's the set of keys.
If you don't find what you like there, they can get it. That's the other thing. And they just treat you right. They're good folks. Been doing this for decades. All right, friends, this is the program we call What's on Your Mind. In all seriousness, the debate is tonight, and we're going to talk about that for the majority of this hour. We have Wayne Stengem next hour, the Attorney General, talk about the 2014 crime numbers. Jesse Veeder is going to be here to talk about Watford City's Rib Fest. Jesse is now a Nashville recording artist. She is a... wonderful musician, just fantastic. She also is a columnist. You read her regularly in a lot of newspapers around the state. And she's soon to be a mom as well for the first time. Pretty excited about that. And quite an ambassador for Watford City. That voicesofwatford.com website really is her brainchild. It's a really neat thing, getting a lot of different voices in there, so it's a lot of fun. We'll be up in Watford City tomorrow with our friends from Cloverdale. Just look for the Cloverdale 10 downtown and come on by. We'll be there, of course, for the show, and we're going to stick around through the lunch hour downtown, serving up some, are you ready for this? Chipotle garlic bacon. Yes, a new product that will be coming soon from our friends at Cloverdale. We'll be serving that up, and, of course, some tangy summer sausage and a few other goodies as well. You go to Cashwise stores, by the way, Dickinson, Tioga, Stanley, Williston, Jamestown, Bismarck, Minot, Watford City, to celebrate RibFest, a special that Cloverdale has going on at those Cashwise locations. On the rough cut bacon, $2.98 a pound. Now there's a deal. And the 28 ounce tangy summer sausage at $7.88 each. The big package the Tangy. $7.88, great deal there. And then the rough cut bacon, $2.98 a pound at Cashwise Only in Bismarck, Minot, Jamestown, Williston, Watford City, Stanley, Tioga, and Dickinson, too. So get it while it lasts, friends. And we'll see you tomorrow in Watford City at Ribfest. So here's an interesting little tidbit I unearthed about tonight's debate. Evidently, every candidate was asked to record a video that would be played at the debate. In the video, the candidate asked a question of the other candidates. Advisors to at least two campaigns are saying in political they're not clear whether Fox will ultimately use the videos, but the network's intentions, they said, were clear, generate conflict. Some fireworks planned for the debate. I think that actually would be really cool. So, in other words, if I'm Donald Trump, I get to ask Jeb Bush a question and vice versa, right? And they're pre-recorded and they're not, you know, there. They're just, so I like that. I like that little element, one of the little wrinkles for tonight. Megyn Kelly, Bret Baier, Chris Wallace doing the questioning, Facebook questions as well. Who are you rooting for in tonight's debate? I'm going to tell you who I'm rooting for. I already, if you were listening to Phil Parker and Wild Bill earlier today on 550 KFIRE, you know this. The rest of you are listening on AM 1100 The Flag, KLTC in Dickinson, as well as KTGO in Tioga are hearing this for the first time. I am rooting for tonight Ben Carson, Dr. Ben Carson. I was thrilled when he decided to get into this race. I think he brings a ton to it. I don't have a horse. I don't have a preferred candidate right now. I honestly don't. I love the fact that we have 17 candidates, strongest field since 1980 easily, that are ultimately vying for our support. We are interviewing them. That's the way it ought to be. Politicians work for us. People vying to be president work for us. This is exactly what this is all about, and this is perfect. It's fantastic. And I'm thrilled. And I know a lot of focus will be on Donald Trump tonight, and I think a lot of folks will be trying to out-Trump Trump tonight, which is fine.
Did you make that up on your own?
The out-Trump Trump?
It's a good line. I like
you
that.
You liked it? Okay. I think that's what's, you know, I mean, honestly, that's, you know, and that's what I like about Donald Trump. He's raised the bar on these candidates in the sense that he's saying, here's how it's done. And he's just unafraid. I also like the fact that he wants America to be great again. Now, Donald Trump has to put some meat on the bones of that statement. But he starts from a pretty good premise. I want America to be great again. And he talks where we've fallen down on illegal immigration, on the economy, you know, on the Iran nuke deal. He really resonates because he's unafraid. And that's where I say he's raised the bar for the others, which is great. Now, I don't know that others are going to be able to bring to the party what Donald Trump does. So trying to out-Trump Trump is tough waters. That's why I'm rooting for Ben Carson, because I think he won't try to do that. That won't be Ben Carson's game. Dr. Ben Carson, a neurosurgeon, and a passionate man. His book, we've had him on this program before. His books tell you volumes about the guy. He's just a smart man. Doesn't need this job. Doesn't desire this job. Literally was, through the force of his followers, pushed into this particular race. And he's there, and I'm glad. I'm just interested to see how he'll do what he does. Just listen to what he says. I mean, there's a very cerebral message about him, and I think he'd be a great candidate. In the end, but a lot of these would, really. There's about 10 out of the 17 that I could say, let's go. No question about it. Who are you rooting for? You know where I'm at. And I do, I'm serious about Donald Trump. I know anytime you say anything critical of Donald Trump on this program, you tend to get the wrath of a lot of folks that are, you know, Trump fans. I am too, but I also just say what I think, you know. Well, I just say what I think, honestly. I don't add any more to it than that. And I think when I say he needs to put some meat on the bones, I want Donald Trump to take his bravado, to take his appropriate level of passion that has awakened a bunch of, you know, sleeping politicians into an actual race, and add some substance to it. I want him to take his vast knowledge as a business leader, as a showman, and his pocketbook, and assemble the best of the best on every issue that faces America, and come out with a three-point plan that is substantive and is, you know, really almost unpenetrable. I mean, you just can't touch it, right? So just, hey, illegal immigration, here's what I'm going to do. One, two, three, here's how we'll do it. Take that, Jeb Bush. Take that, Scott Walker. Bring it on, Chris Christie. Because right now he's got the line. He's got the money line, but he doesn't really have the substance behind it. Is that fair or unfair? Now, to be fair, nobody does at this point. But I think that would, if he did that, he'd take the showmanship, the bravado, add the substance, he goes to the next level. So, want to see that tonight, too. Who are you rooting for? What do you want to see? What do you want to hear? Tell me at 800-228-0550 on What's On Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering three full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
Looking for the perfect gift for the farmer and the family? Give him a perfect day in the fields thanks to Border Plains Equipment. With everything he needs from the time he heads out into the field with his Case IH cooler to the time he stores his tractor in the shed and cleans it with a Case IH pressure washer. Plus, earn big rewards on qualifying radio, observation system, power equipment, and tool purchases too. Hurry into Border Plains Equipment in Williston, Stanley, and Glasgow, Montana before June 30th and ask about this special offer from Border Plains Equipment.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're a growing community, a changing business climate, and the great minds behind the vision for our future. We're engineers and doctors, entrepreneurs and artists, ranchers, roughnecks, bankers, pastors, and every dream in between. We're students from all 50 states and over 20 different countries, the teachers committed to their education, and the parents who love them. We're the leaders of 4-H clubs, a daughter's dance instructor, a son's hockey coach, and the fans in the stands cheering them on. We're Watford City, and we are neighbors, newcomers, fifth-generation stewards of the land, and many more yet to arrive. We're big plans made and challenges met. Big dreams, big risk, and big success stories. We're Watford City, and we're busy building our home. And we're not the same. We're better. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's so lonely here. I can barely stand it. I'm waiting for you to stroke your keys and unload over at gcnlive.com/community. Oh, come on. I know you have things to share. And there's a whole place waiting for you to share them. Light some candles, pour yourself a drink, and get cozy. Log in at gcnlive.com/community. Lots of people are satisfied. Why not satisfy yourself at gcnlive.com/community? I'm waiting. Get out of the friend zone at delicious.com.
This is What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains with Todd, the radio god Mitchell. I'm Scott Hennon. How are you? Happy Thursday. Welcome to the program. Telephone number 800-228-0550. You can text Todd, who you're rooting for in the big debate tonight. Go ahead and text Todd, 701-226-8503.
Who are you rooting for?
I said already, Dr. Ben Carson.
Okay. Well, yeah. People tune in, you know, every...
Yeah. 701-226-8503. How about you, Todd? Who are you rooting for?
I'm not really rooting for anybody yet. I don't want to see Trump as president, but I like him in this mix because nobody gets to be a wallflower because he'll out you. So it's going to be interesting to watch how it plays out.
You hear
out
that,
tonight,
folks? Todd Mitchell hates Donald Trump. He said it. I heard it.
I don't want him
Trump.
To vote. Oh,
he
okay.
Hates Donald Trump.
All right, Pat Finken.
what did I miss? What did I miss?
Well, it was funny because he starts talking about this guy that Todd hates or however he phrased it. And I'm like, wait a minute. We haven't even had a conversation. You don't know who I'm rooting for. I could be rooting for Hillary or Sanders for all you know. Or Trump. But... Rand Paul, somebody says Rand Paul, somebody now getting a few texts in, Trump keeps them honest.
He does. That's great.
That's why I like him being there. And Scott Walker, somebody else says Scott Walker. So it's going to be interesting to watch tonight. Or listen on K-Fire 550, of course.
There you go. And I will be listening. I'm actually looking forward to the drive. I always look forward to the drive. I don't mind the drive, right? Because I'm always doing something. I never mind going from one place to the next, but.
And Texter says, I can't believe Scott is calling for Ben.
Calling for Ben? What do you mean? Well, we can't
I
answer the
my
question.
Text. I'm reading yeah. the text, Scott. Don't blame the message.
Well, do me a favor. Text back, what do you mean? Well, they're listening. They'll probably answer it anyway.
I was going to say, what do you
mean? Calling for Ben. What I'm saying is I'm rooting for Dr. Ben Carson because I think he is going to be different than what the other candidates are approaching this a debate about. So
I was a big Ben guy until his whole thing about gays and in prisons. I don't remember how the whole thing went. Oh, wow. I've got Engineer Larry just brought me caffeine. Holy cow. He's my new best friend next to Scott Hannon, who's bringing me a Porsche.
You sip some coffee. He's 22 past the hour. By the way, we're brought to you this hour by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. You can find out more about them online at SecureEnergyFuture.org. That's SecureEnergyFuture.org. Is there something wrong with our phone lines? Did you break the phone line? Did you pour the coffee on the phone lines? Is that what happened?
Yeah, I poured the coffee on the phone line. Yeah, that's
well, you got Larry
I
here, so Larry can fix it.
I single-handedly poured yeah. coffee on the phone line, and now nobody can call What's in Your Mind. Texter just says rooting.
Well, he's been rooting instead of why am I calling for? Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think I explained I'll finish the commercial. Never mind.
You finish the commercial.
The telephone numbers are 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. The texts are pouring in. The emails are coming in. The calls we're waiting for. We have lines open right now. So I don't know if, Todd poured coffee on the lines, but test it out.
You want me to call the show and make sure that the
yeah.
Manny? Okay, Manny's going to call, and then I'll call on my cell here.
Yeah, you let me do the commercial, and you guys, test the phones while I'm doing the commercial. The commercial is for our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future that I started four times to tell you about. Power you can depend on. I want you to think about that statement. Power you can depend on. What does that mean? It means when the light switch is flipped on, the power is there. Well, that's always the case, right? Not necessarily. No, I mean, the dependability of the grid is something that is very, very, very important to pay attention to. And quite honestly, what the EPA is doing right now, and the uncertainty that comes from these regulations that they're proposing, prevents investment in lines that ultimately can, reduce the reliability. So what we have now is reliable. What we have now is affordable for families and businesses in Minnesota and North Dakota. We want that now and into the future. The uncertainty can take the affordability and send it out the window, send prices skyrocketing, and same thing on the reliability. What will you pay with all these proposed changes to carbon regulations? Your monthly energy cost, your business, how much more? Minnesota, North Dakota. How many jobs lost as a result? All this is information you can find out more about at SecureEnergyFuture.org. SecureEnergyFuture.org. Brian and Fargo, thank you for telling us the phones work. We appreciate that very much. What's on your mind today?
Hi, good morning, Scott. Hey, this is Brian. A few weeks ago, I wrote a letter about the upcoming election. I sent it to a few of the candidates, including Ben Carson. He wrote me back within days, and it was signed by him. It wasn't some computerized letter, and it was about a 2.5-page letter I wrote him, and he must have read carefully and read deep into it, because he acknowledged a number of things. Talked about solutions-based campaign. This campaign can't be about talking points. And he acknowledged those things in his letter back to me. So I'll be really interested to hear how he does tonight. I also wrote him about, defending capitalism, defending the free market as the most moral system possible. And he acknowledged that, too. So I think he gets those things. So I'm real curious how he's going to do tonight. I'm kind of pulling for him as an outsider.
Did you send the same letter to all of the candidates?
I've sent them just because of time and difficulty in finding. I sent them to my favorites, Ben Carson, Carly Fiorina, and Bobby Jindal. And I've only heard back from Ben Carson.
That's pretty interesting, though. I mean, think about that. How many people write a letter anymore and then get a response, especially that quick in the middle of a presidential campaign? That's impressive to me. Number one,
yeah,
I think number two, the whole solutions-based campaign is exactly what I'm talking about with Trump. I mean, because Trump, again, has the attention. He has the floor right now. He is the guy. And everybody else is trying to figure out, how does this work? If he takes that level, and he takes where he's at, rather, to the next level, by doing exactly what Ben Carson's talking about, a solutions-based campaign, the guy will be unstoppable.
Well, that's the thing, but somebody's got to step up and really start to talk about solutions. When I talk about defending capitalism as the most moral system possible, somebody's going to have to carry that, not just say that and leave it. They're going to have to say, here's 5 examples, 10 examples of new EPA regulations that are job killers, that have gone above and beyond and are job killers. Here's 5 or 10 examples from Dodd-Frank banking regulations that are job killers, that hurt small regional banks. They're going to have to prove to us that they know what they're talking about. They'll get your attention if they dive into it. But I'm afraid none of them do that. They just say, yeah, we got to defend capitalism. And then they're done and they move on. Even Trump isn't really have a lot of solutions yet. He's intriguing because he's challenging the media. And I think people want leadership. It's obvious we're starved for leadership. They want somebody that's going to snap back and say, no, this is what we're going to do. And I like that about Trump, but he's going to have to give us more substance pretty soon. And so tonight will be interesting.
It will. That's definitely what's going to happen. Brian, that's a great story. Appreciate you calling, and thanks for sharing, okay?
Thanks. Thanks, bye.
You bet. I mean, that speaks volumes, doesn't it, about one of the candidates? You write a 2.5-page letter, and you get specific responses back. Pretty cool. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, and text Todd. Who are you rooting for tonight? We'll keep a little tally here. All right, got a lot of texts in on this. Few emails, too. Take more of your calls as we continue on What's on Your Mind. Straight ahead.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
PetroServe USA, helping America feel better by connecting our cornfields with our oil fields. PetroServe USA, on the 4-for-4 deal, the hot stuff personal pan pizza, the 20-ounce drink, the 2 cookies, 4 items for $4 all day long. It's a great deal. And for NDSU Bison fans, there's no better deal than 25% off all NDSU clothing all month long. So come on in and get ready for the drive for 5. There's great grab-and-go specials, too, like Barrel of Fun chips, 8-ounce bags, your choice of flavors, $1.79. Deli Express mini donuts, chocolate powder, or crunch, 99 cents. Sour Punch Candy, 59 cents. Giant Sunflower Seeds, your choice of flavors, only $1.39. Firewood, $5.49 each or 2 for $10. And PetroServe USA Work Gloves, only $12.99 each. Propane, $10 for a fill or an exchange. Those deals and many more at the PetroServe USA location near you. From Mandan to Bemidji, from Wahpeton to Grafton, PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
Planning to buy food storage? Wait a minute. Many companies try to confuse you with the number of servings they sell. It's not about the number of servings. It's about the number of calories. In emergencies, calories mean survival. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com for a comparison of leading companies. Ready Supply Foods sells the most calories per dollar of any company. Our 23 entrees and breakfasts are delicious and full of nutritious calories. The new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
City, North Dakota, tomorrow for Red Fest, and sampling lots of goodies. Look for the Cloverdale tent. We'll be broadcasting live. Rib Fest in Watford City is Rib Fest meets Street Fair. They have Sawyer Brown. They have PBR. Now, what you thinking, Todd? Professional bull riding. There's a rodeo fun going on. They have vendors. They have the whole ribs, all the rivers. They have like 20 different rivers. That are there, so that goes on in the big contest, so it's a lot of fun. We'll be downtown under the Cloverdale tent through the lunch hour. Stop by for free samples and say hello. And by the way, if you can't make it to Rib Fest but you want to take advantage of the fun, Cloverdale has teamed up with Cashwise stores in Bismarck, Minot, Watford City, Jamestown, Williston, Stanley, Tioga, and Dickinson. And offering a great deal. Cloverdale, 28-ounce tangy, $7.88. The rough-cut bacon, $2.98 a pound. So, really good deal at Cashwise Stores. And all in celebration of Ribfest in Watford City. I'll see you there tomorrow. We're going to chat with Jesse Veter a little later on in the program today to talk about that very thing, as a matter of fact. All right, let's see. You're back to some... I haven't got the emails yet, have I? We got plenty of texts in. But no emails. Daniel says, before you throw all support towards this potential candidate, Ben Carson, as a choice, it'd be helpful to learn his position on gun ownership. I've heard, not verified, some of his statements, and if accurate, they are very leftist.
All right, that's a good question.
Same thing. I've heard some comments that I thought were a little bit troubling. As I said, I'm not, to use your words, throwing all support towards any candidate. I am rooting for Ben Carson tonight just to provide a little bit of a contrast with what I think most of the other candidates will be doing, and that's to out-Trump Trump. But I'm and I don't even know we ought to call this a debate tonight. I mean, you have 10 candidates on the stage. You have three media personalities. You have Facebook questions. You have questions from the others. This is going to be more like everybody trying to take their 15 minutes within that time frame and do a little mini press conference. Rather than a debate, right? Like Todd and I saying, no, red, blue, no, red, blue, no, red, blue.
So you don't think Trump is going to be a little bit more civil and, Robert's Rules of Order-like? Because, obviously, Trump isn't always in his business settings screaming and yelling at people or being real flippant. I mean, he has plenty of business meetings where he has to follow decorum. Isn't there going to be that sense of decorum tonight?
Yeah, it'll be interesting. Rudy Giuliani, former... presidential candidate himself and New York City mayor, has said something interesting a moment ago on Fox On with Bill Hemmer. Listen to this.
Going on under the hood that most people expect. Here's the former mayor on that.
He's a lot more substantive than you realize. I know Donald 25 years, meaning he understands a lot of the world issues with a lot more depth than you probably realize. So we might have a little bit of a Ronald Reagan here, a guy they underestimate.
Ooh, how about that?
I like that idea.
Yeah, there's a little something for you. All right, back to the phones here. And Dave, and are you in New Rockford, Dave?
Yes.
How's it going?
Great. I'm actually pulling for Donald Trump. I really like the fact that he's an outsider. Dr. Ben Carson as well, too. I think America is looking for leadership, and I agree with the other caller. We need more substance in the debate, not just talking point answers. But I'll tell you what, we need somebody that hasn't spent their entire life making money or making a career in Washington, D.C., and I think that's what America is looking for. They are looking for another Ronald Reagan, and that's what we need.
There you go. You have the applause of Mr. Mitchell and many others with that commentary, Dave. Yeah, and I think that's why. I mean, I'm rooting for Donald Trump in this sense. I want him to go to the next level with it, right? Because what worries me about Donald Trump is that this whole thing is more about Donald Trump than it is about the country, right?
Now
he says, I want America to work again, and when he says that, I get goosebumps, right? Because I want somebody that I want to follow off a cliff, right? And when he says that, it's like saying the right thing, but I just want him to back it up. And that's where he has the opportunity tonight. Sounds like you're in the same spot.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate my gratitude towards the applause. And, hopefully the rest of America kind of tunes in and we get rid of the establishment because that's not what our country is founded on.
Well, you can be sure of this. Both Ben Carson and Donald Trump give the Republican establishment fits, right? I mean, like cold sweats. So, no doubt about that. Dave, appreciate the call. Thank you. Casey and Halliday, what's on your mind?
Hey, guys. I just wanted to bring up that instead of maybe picking, like your top three or five candidates, pick, three or five issues that you want to hear them talk about and you want to pick your candidate based on the issues. Like my top five would be government reform and tax policy and, followed by foreign policy and how we're going to get out of this giant hole that we're in so that our kids don't have to try to dig us out of it or we end up like Greece 30 years down the road.
Yeah, that's four. That's four. I'm counting. You got some good ones there. No question about it. Yeah. Rock solid. But I agree with you. Well, pick the issues. Okay, I'm listening for this, and I need to hear it from these candidates, right? And wait for them. Yeah, it's a good plan. And a lot of times, issues you really care about get no attention in a race. And, they kind of obsess on one particular issue. I bet Iran will be a big deal tonight, I would imagine. Now, it fits your foreign policy issue. And really, I want to know where all 10 are at and how they would be different than this president on dealing with Iran.
Exactly. Well, I think that anybody will be different and hopefully better than this president on how they're going to deal with a lot of our issues because I'm very dissatisfied with the state of affairs with this country right now. We're slipping into tyranny and bankruptcy, and we need a dramatic correction or we're going to be in real bad shape.
We sure are. No question about it. Appreciate the call a bunch. By the way, on the foreign policy issue, Norm Coleman, a friend of mine, former senator from Minnesota, gubernatorial candidate, mayor of St. Paul, brought the Minnesota Wild to St. Paul. That's why I love them. XL Energy Center, the house that Norm built. He is going to join us, I think, a week from today and talk a little bit about the Iran nuclear agreement. He's been doing some good work on breaking it down. And we haven't spent a lot of time on it on the program, but his point is, the Iranian regime of today is fundamentally the same Iranian regime that existed in 1979. You remember what happened that year, 1979, Casey?
That would be the Iran hostage crisis, wouldn't it?
Yeah. 51 of our American citizens held hostage for 444 days. Same regime. And, now we're playing footsie with these guys. So, it's a scary time. But anyway, we're going to talk more about that on Thursday. Just thought I'd put in a little plug for Norm Coleman joining us on the program. Thanks a bunch. Casey, nice to hear from you. And go to Joe and Bismarck. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Joe, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Take it away, sir. What's on your mind?
I was going to talk about the establishment candidates. I just want everybody to remember. You remember what happened to JFK? They assassinated him. Every election, these candidates, they sound so good. Well, we'll go for them. We'll elect Obama. We'll elect Clinton. For Bill, abortion Bill, how many babies do you think died under his term? If Ross Perot would have got in there, he was a businessman. He would have been a lot better than Clinton. I think Clinton was really morally a terrible person. Obama is terrible. He is. I think he's as bad as, I even think he's worse than abortion Bill. But I wanted to say Ben Carson would be a good alternative. Donald Trump would be, Rand Paul, and Mr. Cruz. All four of those people have moral convictions, and I don't think they would be bought. They might, they may assassinate him, but that's what this country needs. We do not need an establishment candidate, especially Hillary Clinton or Joe Biden, or, you know.
he's talking, we've kind of left our Democratic friends out here. And by the way, if you're rooting for one of the Democratic candidates, we'd love to hear from you as well today. We're talking about tonight's GOP debate, but happy to talk about Democratic candidates. Biden, evidently, has been meeting with advisors and is seriously considering a run, largely, I guess, predicated on the fact that his son, Bo.
Oh, yes. I think he will run. I think he will be the candidate. I think Hillary's just got too many things, too many flaws, and she's not trustworthy at all, where Biden is trustworthy. But now, remember, he is a Catholic. And under his term, there's gay marriage, and there's the abortion is even continuing. You got Planned Parenthood. So
well, yeah, but he's so in other words, he calls himself Catholic, but subscribes to none of the views of the church's teaching. So that's what we call a Fino, Catholic in name only. There's a lot of those out there. We have a United States Senator from North Dakota by the name of Heidi Heitkamp who would be in that category.
I think she's honestly terrible. Just with her name, sounds really strange to me, Heidi Heitkamp. I don't know. I'm from Odessa.
Well, that's an interesting approach at assessing the candidates, how their name sounds. I think we're probably better off sticking to the positions, would be my advice.
Is it me, or is Hillary kind of fallen into third place among Democrats running?
No, she's still a force. She's still a force. I just think there's so much baggage that's starting to catch up with her. If Biden gets in, though, that's going to be interesting. That's going to be... And evidently,
Sanders, I mean, that almost puts Hillary in third among Democrats, and who saw that coming?
Yeah,
but then again, nobody saw Obama coming in the first place either, so at the time.
Right. But there's just not another Obama out there. They're just going to.
Well, there may not be yet, but there wasn't. Who knew who he was at the time? For that matter, who knew who Bill was at the time?
Well, there's always
nobody.
There's always that. But
there might be some other nobody right now out there that may surface in the next 12 months or whatever.
I'm just saying, you know, nobody's really known, right? The vast majority of the Republican candidates aren't really known by the majority of the people that ultimately will go vote. Same with the Democrats. Hillary obviously is known. But so that's always the case. But what I'm saying is not only for somebody to be unknown, but then to have the persuasive powers of Barack Obama, that's pretty rare. I don't see anybody pulling an Obama this time because the guy was, you know, he just made people swoon with his rhetoric. I mean, there was no substance there, and it didn't matter.
How many of those people actually fainted at those early speeches?
Oh, and there was that actually happened.
Was that?
But I keep trying to say, Bo Biden, the son of Joe Biden, who recently passed away, evidently, while he was, late in his life, suffering from brain cancer, made the appeal to Joe Biden to run, and that evidently is weighing heavily on him now.
Wow.
To get in the race. So that's an interesting tidbit there. Brandon Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Hey, morning. Well, it's a toss-up for me on the candidates. Now, it would be, for me, Trump or Walker. I like both of them. I think they both stand up for, stand up against the mainstream media and the Democrats. That's what attracts me to them. It should be them, president, vice president. One of that'd be awesome.
Well, there you go. They're already thinking that way, Brent. Very interesting. When people have asked me, who's your favorite, I usually will say Scott Walker before anybody else. Only from the standpoint, if you're to look at the resume of all the candidates and to see the political victories of a guy who won 3 times in 4 years in a blue state and was a governor, run something, done something, right? And it is not, it is kind of likable. He's really got that Midwestern likability to him. He's a dandy. There's good candidates here. All these candidates are fantastic. It's not about liking one more than the other. They're all good. Appreciate the call, Brent. Tom, you're next out of Fargo. More coming up.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Target Field, here we come. Hi, folks. It's Scott Hannon inviting you to join me and the What's on Your Mind team as we head out in a Twins Fun Bus to see the Minnesota Twins take on the Texas Rangers Thursday, August 13th. Just a few tickets remain, so this is your last chance to join us. $129 gets you sweet seats behind home plate, the coach ride down, and free breakfast from Sandy's Donuts, too. Call 855-200-1776, extension 3, and ask for Marie for your tickets. And join us for the Twins Fun Bus Thursday, August 13th.
Nicotine is a highly addictive and toxic drug that is harmful to our youth. But a new law brings us one step closer to protecting North Dakota's kids by preventing the sale of e-cigarettes to anyone under age 18, requiring child-resistant packaging, and puts self-service sale displays for any nicotine or tobacco product out of reach. Learn more about the dangers of e-cigarettes and the new law at BreatheND.com. Brought to you by the North Dakota Center for Tobacco Prevention and Control Policy and your local public health unit.
I've been saying it for years, and now others are starting to see it, too. Chase on the Lake is the best lakeside resort in the state of Minnesota. The Star Tribune just awarded Chase on the Lake Best Lakeside Resort of Minnesota for 2015. And who could argue? The rooms and condos are beautiful, relaxing. The lakeside dining is so close to Leech Lake, you could see the fish. Speaking of fish, while I was at Chase, I went on a guided fishing tour, and the walleyes are abundant. And, of course, the award-winning Copperdor Spa, the pontoon, jet ski and paddleboard rentals, the bike rentals with the Heartland Trail starting right in the parking lot of Chase. Chase on the Lake has so much to offer and so many options. Did I even mention their indoor private bowling alley? Go to chaseonthelake.com and check it out for yourself. Take a look at the rooms, the activities, the marina, the list goes on. Chase on the Lake, the best lakeside resort in the state of Minnesota, sitting right on the shores of Leech Lake in lovely Walker, Minnesota. It's simply the best, period. See for yourself at chaseonthelake.com or call 888-CHASE-06. 888-CHASE-06.
All right, so suddenly Walmart, eBay, Amazon, everybody wants to ban the rebel flag. Well, the rebel flag is an important part of American history. The rebel flag is still a long-standing symbol of Southern pride and Southern heritage. So if the big retailers want to play into political correctness and try to deny the history of America, let them. Go to ourflags.com. That's R like rebel, R, the letter R. Ourflags.com. Get your rebel flag before they actually do outlaw the things, huh? Ourflags.com. That's ourflags.com. Go now.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowitz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
North Dakota's Attorney General Wayne Stengem is going to join us next hour, top of the hour, and talk a little bit about the new 2014 crime numbers. Jesse Veeder will join us. We're going to talk about Rib Fest in Watford City tomorrow. I hope you're planning on taking that in. The BBR Rodeo, the Sawyer Brown Concert, the Great Ribs with 20 Rivers and vendors. And, man, it's going to be a lot of fun. It's just a blast. And we'll be broadcasting live right on Main Street under the Cloverdale tent, serving up lots of goodies from our friends at Cloverdale who've been, they've been to a few Rib Fests over the years. Don Russell, I know I was up in Watford not long ago, and they said, I remember when Don Russell was up here himself. So T.J. Russell will be up there tomorrow, and we'll be under the Cloverdale tent. So stop by and have some freebies, okay? and sample some goodies. There'll be a lat of choices there for you. Some brats and some summer sausage and maybe some bacon, including that chipotle garlic. Should be fantastic. All right, so anyway, that's coming up. More of your feedback on the debate as well. I want to tell you about my friends at High Plains Apache and talk a little bit about the 2016 models. They're in. They're here now. You can see them. And the 2015s that they have, some deep discounts on them right now. Low interest financing as well. Now is the time to saunter on in to see the entire gang. Tyler and his crew at the High Plains Apache location in Mandan, right across Bonanza. You can't miss them there, across Maine. Online anytime at highplainsapache.com. They're also off exit 60 in Frontier, just south of Fargo as well. They have that ET Ag Center, 50,000 name brand parts, everything you could possibly need, not only for Apache sprayers, but for any brand, a sprayer, anything you need in the ag application world. I mean, any kind of ag application part, they're going to have it for you at High Plains Apache. Highplainsapache.com or stop and see him, better yet, and tell him Scott and Todd sent you. Tom and Fargo, what's on your mind?
Oh, everybody brought up some really good points, definitely for Donald Trump and Ben Carson. There's very good points that people brought up, but the problem is, who's going to be allowed to win? That's the sad thing.
Wait a minute. Who's going to be allowed to win? Allowed by whom?
Well, there's been very good candidates over the years, and who we want to get in has not been on the Republican side. I mean, it's, you know, Obama carried several, didn't carry states, Romney did, and you look at all the illegals that have come in, who are they going to vote for? Who are they going to vote for that will give them all the money? I mean, not the money, but all their quote-unquote rights, all the freebies. Who are they going to vote for? They're going to vote for someone that will continue to give them freebies.
Yeah, I think that's the most important issue. But when you say allowed to win, that suggests somebody's behind the scenes pulling levers, right?
Well,
I mean, to me, the biggest issue is we have more takers than we have makers that go to the polls.
Right. Now, and I'm not saying someone's behind, but it would appear that way. But we do have to change this country. There's no question. We're in deep trouble, and it's getting much worse.
You couldn't be any more right, Tom. I agree with you. Now that to me, to bring the takers over to the maker side, because it's a miserable existence to be a taker. It really is. That's just no way to live. You may think, hey, oh, this is great. You know, I get free this and free that. That's not a way to live. That's not America. It's not freedom. So, you know, to me, you need to persuade the takers to be makers, and you also need to inspire the makers so they actually get out and vote. And that is why Barack Obama's president. I know a lot of people waste a lot of energy hating Barack Obama and everything he stands for. They ought to turn that energy into having a conversation with one neighbor, and then 10 neighbors, and then 10 neighbors, and just keep doing that conversation, and coworkers, and I mean, actually engaging, so that, you know, we have less of them than we have of us. By them, I mean, you know, takers
right.
versus makers, because it's really the people that voted for Barack Obama we need to worry about, not Barack Obama, in my view.
I know.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Good points, Tom. Really good points. Appreciate the call a bunch. Emailer here says, on Carson, I'm with you in that I will be watching Carson closely and pulling for him to shine. He's very measured and deliberate in his rhetoric, a trait which would serve the GOP and, more importantly, our country well. We'll find out more about his politics as time goes on, but having read his book, his communication skills are somewhat Reagan-esque, says John. Thank you, John. Adam in Fargo, you're on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. So when the previous caller made the comment about being allowed to win, I think what you're overlooking is that with regard to both political parties, that the Republican National Committee and the Democrat National Committee are private corporations. They control what the party does.
Right. And I mean, I hear you. There's some games they can play, and they did in the last race. For instance, they didn't want people You know, they had been, Mitt Romney's campaign was sending people into state conventions to say, hey, we don't want people going for Santorum instead of, you know, and trying to, you know, disproportionately change where the delegates would go. And they'll do some of those games. I think when it's overwhelmingly, in other words, if, for instance, Donald Trump just continues to roll like he is now, there's nothing they can do. There's nothing they can do. But when it's on the margins, you're right. I'll give you that, Adam. Yep.
The other one that I think is particularly interesting, I can't remember the specific dates or the name, but if you quickly do some research, you'll figure out who it is. But there is another private company that was set up to control who gets in the presidential debate, and I think it was around 87 or 89.
Yeah, and that's right. There is some of that, too. Yeah, that's a separate entity again. Appreciate the call, Adam. I'm up against the clock. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
I want to tell you about a product that you can use for 60 days, and if you don't like it, send it back, no obligation whatsoever. It comes with a 10-year warranty. I'm talking about MyPillow. It has helped a whole lot of folks who suffer from all kinds of ailments. Find out more about that at MyPillow.com. It's helped me just simply get a better night's sleep. And you know what? The best night's sleep in the whole world is something you can't put a price tag on. It's incredible because sleep is the most important thing to your health, and MyPillow is the most important thing for your sleep. I know. Patented interlocking fill, so it adjusts to any sleep position. It stays cool. There's no tossing and turning. Non-allergenic. And again, a 10-year warranty with a 60-night money-back guarantee. Right now, 2-for-1, 50% savings to celebrate the National Sleep Foundation designation as MyPillow being the official pillow. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028 right now. 800-506-9028. MyPillow. Guaranteed.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.